Hey everybody, a big, wonderful, warm welcome. Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And I'm coming to you from a different location today. This is my new office, my new studio of sorts. And I'm even testing out a new camera today because it is all about tools. In fact, today's title, The Perceived and Accepted Limitations We Place on Ourselves Based on the Tools Others Provide Us With. And I don't know how many of you may actually know what one of these is. And that's where I'm going to center and focus my topic today. So stay tuned. Here we go. Again, the title, The Perceived and Accepted Limitations We Place on Ourselves Based on the Tools Others Provide Us With. And I could start out this story with the classic opening line, no kidding, there I was. And then I thought that for some of the younger generations that they might not understand that line. Of course, if you've served in the military, you would know this line in your sleep. The reason it is classic is because it describes you being in a situation where you could end up with a hopeless, painful outcome. But I digress. So now that I've introduced you to this classic line, no kidding, there I was recently watching my son assembling a bed frame for his daughter. And he was going through the steps of trying to construct this thing of many parts. And when I say many parts, I mean many, many parts. Yes, a bed frame with many parts. And the only tool that they provided for this adventure was the Allen key. That's that picture that I'm showing you right now, or the Allen wrench. They're both known the same way, Allen wrench, Allen key. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a tool. It's generally a piece of metal, either steel or aluminum, that can range in size from a couple of inches to quite a long size, and actually they get bigger as they grow. I hope that makes sense. They get bigger as they grow. Yes, they get bigger as they grow, and so does the actual tool part. Now, this is a bi-directional tool because it can either be used with the right angle part or it can be used with the straight edge part. Now, rather than being round or square-ended, it is a hex shape. Hex, I don't want to use that word loosely because I certainly don't want to hex any of you, but using this tool clearly can seem like you've been hexed. It's designed to fit into specific screws or bolts, and thus the conventional means of using other tools such as a flat-bladed or a Phillips head screwdriver or even socket wrenches are out of the question. Now, not everyone has the aforementioned tools, and so I guess one should be lucky that when you buy these things that you're going to put together, that they give you this tool. You should be lucky that they gave you this tool. In fact, the old expression, to be thankful for the little things in life. And this is where the joy of construction ends, because these tools can be very, very little. Let me further add a couple of more no kidding there I was statements. No kidding, there I was building a new computer desk. And no kidding, there I was putting together a new chair to use with my computer desk. And oh, one last one. No kidding, there I was putting together a new barbecue. You see, I think that the people who manufacture these things so that we can have the pleasures of owning these things must ultimately be laughing at us. They must be wanting us to really appreciate the completed items, but for to use the infamous Allen key for these jobs is clearly on the list of some of the most painful experiences you will ever experience in modern life. The cavorting and manipulating you will go through with this little thing, this little tool that causes pain both mentally and physically. And let's just say that if you haven't yet experienced what I'm describing, you will one day. And for those of you who have, I'm sure your memory right now is bringing back all those precious thoughts from the past as you vowed never, never again. Now, clearly by this time you're thinking, why go through this anguish? Well, there are some solutions that you can apply to this. First off, you could get someone else to build the doggone thing and come back when it's done. Or you could get a family member to build it and then give instructions from the side. Or you could just not buy any of these items and avoid the hassle. Or here's the best option. You could improvise, overcome, adapt, and get the proper tools to do the job, or even invent a new tool that will do the job. So all the while I was listening to my son as he was putting this thing together, asking both of myself, and he was also talking to himself, saying, don't they make tools to do this better? And my response was, yes, they have them in the hardware stores. Now, did he down the tools at that point and go to the hardware store to get the tools required? No. He plodded on as if it was a dragon that he was determined to slay. And then it occurred to me, while I was putting the computer desk together and then the barbecue and then the desk chair, I kept asking myself the same question. Did I down tools and go to the hardware store to get the correct tools? No, I didn't. I just plodded on. What is it about us human beings that we can be so stubborn when all throughout history people have thought of, invented, and created items to help us to simplify our lives? And as I look around my desk as I write this, I'm seeing all the cool tools that I have around me, and yet I didn't go to the hardware store to get the basic tool that I would need to put these things together, to slay the dragon, to conquer the dragons. Just me? How about you? So you're probably asking, what has this got to do with leadership, management, life? Well, just about everything. We seek solutions. We have challenges. We have jobs to do. We deal with people, and yet we try to accomplish these things either without the proper tools or settle for what has been provided to us because we choose to plod on and not go to the hardware store of life and get the tools we need. How important it is to do things with intention, and yet we can be so lazy in our attitudes. When was the last time that invoked the law of the lid and raised your level of awareness? When was the last time you read a book on leadership? When was the last time you read a book on management? When was the last time you attended a master session, aka mastermind group? When was the last time you attended a seminar? When was the last time you realized that the road to your destiny was right there in front of you? If you've not been able to answer positively to my questions, then don't complain that you have the Allen key in your hands and that the pain that goes with it is there. So I'm going to conclude this by saying, reach out to me. Reach out to me for sure. And I'd like you to contact me either by email at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com, or you can reach out to me at my advisory cloud address. And let's arrange for a discovery session. Let's arrange for a time for us to get together and chat and talk and see how we can get those little Allen keys out of your hands and the pain that goes with it, and work towards getting you on that road to your destiny. So until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Destiny Road. The road to your destiny is right there in front of you. I look forward to hearing from you, and you may want to play this a couple of times, not to just remind you of the pain that you went through, because I'm sure that many of you have had that little Allen key trying to figure out how to get into those nooks and crannies of life to put those things together that bring us so much joy and happiness. Take care. I'll be looking to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.